السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Tonight's recitation in Tarawih is the 29th juz of the Quran, and it began with Surah Al-Mulk. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. This surah is regarded as one of the great surahs of the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to it as Al-Waqiyah Al-Munjiyah, the one that saves, the surah that saves a person. So it is reported once that a sahabi heard this surah being recited in a qabr. So he came and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him that this surah is Al-Waqiyah Al-Munjiyah. It saves the person from the azab of the qabr. That person who recites it regularly, inshallah, this will be a means of protection for him from the azab of the qabr. It was a regular practice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the surah at night before he would go to sleep. So we should also try and emulate the sunnah every night, try and read the surah. Also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed this desire that he would love that the surah be in the heart of every Muslim. So we should try to learn the surah as well. Those that are huffaz, it's not a problem. Those that are not, even if you start, try, you know, one line at a time. But make that attempt to learn this, to fulfill this desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that he would love for every believer. So we should try to learn this surah and make a habit of reciting it every night, inshallah, before going to sleep. Also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that this surah will plead before Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for the one who recites it regularly. That it will continue pleading until eventually Allah Ta'ala enters this person into Jannah. So it's a very, very great surah. One should have great love for this surah in one's heart. Right at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala mentions, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. That Tabarak means to be full of blessings. In fact, this particular word is used only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular scale, tabaraka. It is used only for Allah. You'll find it mentioned in many verses of the Quran. Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-furqana ala abdihi, wa tabaraka allahu ahsanu al-khaliqeen. You find various verses, this is mentioned. So what this means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all baraka. What is baraka? There are two meanings associated with barakah. One is ziyada or numu, increase and growth. And the other is thubut, permanence. So both these apply. So when we talk about barakah, it means an increase in something and perpetuation of that, whatever that is as well. So Allah Ta'ala is the source of all of this barakah. And Allah Ta'ala places this barakah wherever He wishes to. For example, Allah has placed barakah in the haram of Makkah, in the Baytullah. Mubarak wa hudal lil alamin. Allah Ta'ala says it is Mubarak. And it is a source of guidance for people. So we know very easily we understand the barakah that is in the haram. That the sawab that one gets for reciting his salat there is 100,000 times more than reciting it elsewhere in the world. So you can see the barakah that Allah Ta'ala has placed there. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about Masjid al-Aqsa and the area around it. Allah Ta'ala has made it Mubarak. Alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Quran being Mubarak. Wa hadha dhikrun mubarakun anzalna. So, wherever there is barakah, this comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And Allah Ta'ala has created certain a'mal as a source of barakah as well. So iman, taqwa, draws this barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into one's life. And a'malu salihah. Further on, Allah Ta'ala mentions, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ, that Allah is the one who has created death and life. And for what purpose? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, in order to test you to see which of you is best in his deeds, in his a'mal. Now when you look at this, Allah Ta'ala brings death first and then he brings life. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about creation of death. So here sometimes people have a problem understanding this, because they say, how can death be created? Because death is a condition of non-existence. So it's just that something ceases to exist, so how can it be created? So in reality, death is a phenomenon. It's something that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our belief is that death is not a situation of non-existence. It is still a state of existence, but it's a change from one state of existence to another. This is what death really is. So when a person dies, it doesn't mean that everything ends now. We know that the ruh is still living, and the ruh has merely moved out of the body into a new phase of existence. So this is what death actually is. But Allah Ta'ala mentions death, khalaq al-maut, that Allah, and he brings death first, because in actual fact, if you're talking about life and we're talking about the life that we have in this world, where we can perceive and move and do things, etc., then we know that we were existing before this also. Our ruh has been created long time ago by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was existing in a state outside of this body. Then it was put into this body. So before that we were dead also, in that sense. The ruh was not part of this body. Then it will leave the body again once our time in this world is over. So death is a phenomenon, it's an experience that we go through, but it's not an end. It's not a state of non-existence, like some of the kuffar believe. So this is probably the most depressing belief that a person can have. Because if you believe that death is a state of non-existence, it means that there is nothing after this. There's what there to look forward to. What's the purpose of life? Life becomes meaningless then. So that is why you'll find that these people who have such views, eventually they suffer from all these mental illnesses like depression, because there's no meaning and purpose to their life. There's nothing to look forward to. And if a person becomes sick or something and now he thinks that he's going to die, death will just accelerate, because he'll go into such depression that it will just, you know, it's free fall after that. So as Muslims, we believe that death is just a change from the world, the life that we are in, to another form of existence. And that's what we have to prepare for. Because Allah Ta'ala says this whole life that Allah has given us now is a test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to see which of you is best in deeds. So we have to now prepare for that time when we're going to leave this world, where we are, like Allah Ta'ala mentions in a few surahs later, in Surah Al-Haqqah, about the day when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and we are going to be presented with our books of deeds. So now is the time, you know, like when a person writes his exam, then sometime later the results are going to be released to see whether you passed or not, to see how well you did. So that's what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Everything in this dunya, every moment of your life was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in an exam you have all these questions that you have to answer. You know? So every moment in your life, every circumstance that you are in, is actually one of those questions. Allah is seeing how you respond, what you are doing. So everything is going to be recorded in those books, and is going to be presented to you on the day of Qiyamah. And you're going to see exactly how you performed in this world. And nothing is going to be left out. Every single thing that you did, even those things that you didn't even think of, those things you didn't even think you were going to be taken to task, everything is going to be recorded. Person will look at his book and he'll say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What kind of a book is this that it doesn't left anything out, nothing small, nothing big. Every single action of yours is going to be recorded in that book. And it's going to be presented on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. That when that person has given his book in his right hand, that's the sign that he has passed. He is going to Jannat. And he'll now proclaim, here's my book, read it. Now he'll be elated. Like a person received a good report in school or wherever he was, he wrote his exam. And now he wants to show it to everyone because he did very, very well. So this will be on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be elated. And he'll proclaim, Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I knew that I was going to meet this reckoning. So I prepared for it. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. And now he'll be having a pleasant life. All his worries and troubles are over now. Now it's only bliss for eternity. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Now you can eat, drink, enjoy yourself, do whatever you want because of what you did in those days that passed. Because of the a'mal that you engaged in. Because you prepared for this moment. Whereas on the other hand, the person who ignored this reality, he just lived this life for its sake. He did whatever he wanted to do in this life. He enjoyed himself, but he didn't have any fikr for his akhirah. He didn't worry whether he was obeying Allah or not. So this person is going to get his book in his left hand. And he will say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya, if only I didn't get this book. I didn't get this report. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. And I didn't know what this hisab was all about. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانِتِ الْقَادِيَةِ. If only everything could come to an end. Like he will see the animals will be reduced to dust. Nothing for them. He will wish he'll be like that also. That there is no nothing to carry on with. But, and مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. All my wealth is not going to benefit me now. The power and authority I had in dunya is not going to help me. So this is the reality that we are facing. So there are many ahadiths which speak about the importance of keeping this mouth in front of us. Once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyun nasi akyasu, which person is the most intelligent? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Aktharuhum lil mauti dhikran, the one who remembers death the most. Wa ashadduhum lahu istidadan, and the one who prepares for it the best. And it is mentioned in the hadith that the person who remembers death frequently, he always focuses and ponders over his mouth. So he is blessed with three things. One is ta'jeelu tawbah, that very quickly he makes tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. If he happens to lapse, he quickly resorts to tawbah. The second thing, qana'atul qalb, that he has a contented heart. In other words, whatever he has of dunya, he's happy with. He doesn't desire more. And the third thing is nashatul ibadah, that he has zeal for ibadah. That he is always desirous of engaging in ibadah. But that person who doesn't think of death, he will be afflicted with three things. One is taswifu tawbah, that he will always delay his tawbah. The second thing is adamur rida bil kafaf, that he is never content even though he has sufficient for his needs of dunya. He is not content with that, he wants more. And the third thing is at-takasul fil ibadah, that he is lazy in performing ibadah. He doesn't have the desire to engage in ibadah. So death brings this reality into the heart. Our time is up. A few more things I want to discuss, but anyway, we'll have to stop there. But this will be sufficient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kafa bil mawti wa'iza. That death, pondering over death is enough as a wa'az. That is all you need for admonition. That is all you need to bring you into focus and to reality. That is enough for your islah. If you think of death and you think about what's going to happen beyond that, that is enough for your islah. To take care, to now put your life in order. Allah give us understanding and tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.